Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Erin Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. I consider this our real hump day over the last 2 weeks because pretty soon Brent will be back. And poor Hooman. I just feel bad every time I ask him. No, that he has to do Bryn's job, because every time I ask him for one more thing, he's just like, oh. But then he's in there cackling over some comedian from America's Got Talent.
Oh, I know. I saw that one.
Yeah. Sounded like a funny story.
Nothing.
Yeah,
dude, he sits here
either.
And eats his nuts all morning.
Yeah, most days he's busy with his lunch schedule.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
So
yeah, it's good.
I feel bad for
anybody who has to, you know, stand up and do some different thing.
We all have to do extra work all the time.
Agreed.
I don't feel bad. It's our job.
I feel bad, I guess, because it makes me feel bad when I ask for something. And
because he makes you feel bad.
Yes. Hooman, yeah. You're making me feel bad for you.
It's good for his soul.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's one way to look at it. I'll feel better about it. Here's another thing that's really good for your soul, Hooman. I'm going to need audio from this, that, and the other thing.
Jesus is like, Hooman, you're an amazing, giving, wonderful person. Mm. Thank you for stepping up and helping out.
Yes.
You're awesome, Hooman.
Okay. When Jesus say yes.
When Jesus say yes, no. Hooman says.
Cannot say no. Oh, he does say no?
He says yes.
Oh, Hooman also says yes.
Yes.
When Jesus
You can't
say
help but mother
yes.
him, I know that.
He's my little Hooman.
Right. No, I know.
I used to mother him as well, and then I just got...
Get sick of doing it.
Yeah.
I think some people bring that out in others, though.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't even think they're doing it by design. I know someone who used to sit in that seat before. He'd bring out mothering in certain girls, and I'd watch it and just be all, God, that's disgusting.
He did have a way of working it where you just sort of watched people
help him.
Yeah.
In the weirdest ways, and I would watch it as... I really like that kid. I really did.
Too. We all liked him.
But I would watch these people come and mother him and loan him stuff and help him, and I'd just be all, it's like something in him that brings that out of certain people. I don't know what it was.
When
those helpless, dorky nose and face. There was blue eyes.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that. Hooman.
No, but he's Hooman. He's just like, he's clearly
Hooman.
Special.
We do love him.
That other dude, though, I remember one time we were going to Vegas, and we were all going to get lunch at the airport before we went and everything. But he was like, no, I'm not going to because I don't have the money for it. I'm like, I'll spot you lunch. I don't mind that at all. I'd be happy to. And so I buy him lunch, and he like just sort of took it, and there was no thank you, and that irked me.
Sure.
I felt like such a bitch. I was like, oh my God. But I think it was because I'd seen him sort of on the take from some people.
Uh-huh.
And I just was like, no. Like that ain't right.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, one time.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a tater.
One time, a person didn't have rent money.
Full on rent money.
And I'm like, well, I'll loan it to you, but I want my money back immediately. So as soon as payday came around, I said, all right, you got your check. Head on to the bank. I'll be right here waiting for you.
And did he?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know better than to let that slide. You see people work in other people, and you're either one of those people that gets worked, or you insist on not being.
Well, I mean, you know, I do you a favor, but I need that money also.
Right.
I have my own rent money to
pay. I'm not working for your rent.
No.
Right.
It's because you blew your money on whatever, right. God knows
I don't
what.
Want you to have to go to one of those payday cash cash places where they you wind up in a hole.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll help you avoid that, but that's funny.
Anyway.
I knew this girl that was speaking of the payday type loan places. She,
it's rough.
Yeah, it was so awful. She had a great job. But there she was every week, you know, getting more money and then getting more in debt to them,
yes.
And percentages went
up. That's why they've tried to make those illegal.
Yeah.
And they're also, it's so typical that if you are in a part of town that, I don't know, I guess.
A lower income part of town.
There they are. They're all over the place.
Here, come in here and be beholden to us.
Cash your check here. What? You need money?
You find yourself in certain places. I was in a part of San Jose.
That's one of the places where it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Huge problems, those things. And
they were on every corner. And I just thought, oh, that is just awful.
They get you for one, and then you need to borrow to get through the next one. It's they're horrible.
I mean, if it's a one-time thing or an emergency, I mean, I guess I'm glad they're there. But yeah,
no.
It's a vicious cycle. I've never been in a situation where I've had to go there.
Yeah. Well,
thank
even if
God.
Even if you're in a situation where you need to go there, don't go there.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you need to feed your kids or something.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, if you're new in town or new in the country and you need cash, you may find yourself there.
And you don't realize what a hole that puts you in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are just screwed.
Well, who hasn't thought, I'll work my way out of this?
Right. So true.
And then
I just need to
Whatever it is. Right. It could be the person who was supposed to give you the money they owed you didn't, and now you don't have the money you need to give to someone else, and then there it is. You're caught. Anyway, speaking of working, so the missus is doing pretty good at the new place.
Oh, yeah?
Tell me all about it.
Well, so far they're the company that I thought they'd be. So Salesforce is where she's working now. And one of the things they do, they have a volunteer day. It's an actual work day where instead of working, you go volunteer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
That is awesome.
It is so rad to think that, you know, they're like, yeah, come to work, but you won't be working. You're going to volunteer today.
That's great.
And all their people do it.
Do you get to pick what you want to do? And
I don't know. I didn't get all the details, but they also had her... This is rad, too. You know, Benioff is the Salesforce guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the guy who funded the hospital right there. They had them make cards for kids at the hospital.
That's so sweet.
And I was like, huh. She goes, yeah, I made Minnie Mouse. And I was like, well, that's right in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
That's really cute. How many employees do they have?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's what a force of volunteers that is. I mean, for you to be able to, you know, sort of donate part of your, actually, they're making the donation if it's a work day.
Right.
That's just huge.
Yeah,
it
is.
What an amazing thing that is.
Well, when you hear about some of these companies, I mean, we all sort of love and hate Facebook or whatever because there's these... But these new companies that are doing well do, and I don't know if Facebook does this. I do know Salesforce does because she works there, but they do some pretty cool stuff. You know, that forward thinking, let's have a better community.
Let's make the world a better place.
Right, exactly.
And actually mean it.
Right.
People can say that all they want, but to actually do it, that's great.
Isn't that neat?
So she's driving up all this week, or when does...
She didn't drive up yesterday. But she drives up today and has to go to a dinner tonight. So I'm really rolling solo tonight. It's not just dolls in the evening hours and dinner in front of the TV, which is my secret weapon. She watches a show and just keeps going, opens her trap and I shove food in there.
Oh.
I can get her to eat like three times the amount of food if we do it in front of the tube.
Mm.
I know that's just such a bad fallback, but... Yeah. I'm desperate.
Well, and you're not always solo.
No, so I'm never solo. This is one of those rare times. It's not the deal we had. Trust me. So, and
when
I know.
Does she start just working from home?
Hopefully next week.
Oh, that'll be great.
So,
but she has a clear idea of what her gig is going to be.
Yep.
And great. Oh my God.
Right now, one of the things she had to do yesterday was just, you know how we have those learning modules.
Yes.
Yes, the tests we have to take.
She had piles of them to mow through, and I was just laughing. Ah.
Is that why they let her work from home yesterday?
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Just go
Here's
home.
The stuff you gotta get done.
I'd rather go to work than do those things. They're such a... I had to take this test the other day. It's for this volunteer thing. And I'm like, oh my God, another page, another page, another page. It took me like an hour and a half to finish it. And it was just...
You were saying there was a lot of paperwork involved in that particular thing.
I mean, and that's great because it gets the people that are not dedicated out for it. But I was like, oh, really? This is to donate my time.
You'd think they'd do your questionnaire.
Right.
I've got a questionnaire for you.
Right.
You fill this out and maybe I'll come here and work for free.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Funny. That's good, though.
Good.
Yeah. It's good that you're going to do it.
Anyway, so maybe that puts a better spin on that ugly tower they built or not. I don't know.
No. Although I have to say, yesterday...
I feel better about it, Vinny. Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to do some good. And
it's
I
a beacon in the darkness, and it is, man. It was lit up this morning. I don't know, from your guys' direction, do you see it too? The whole top of it's all lit.
I'm really just concentrating on what's in front of me.
Yeah, good job.
So I'm not trying to look around.
Keep
I would
up the
like
good work.
To. Yeah. When someone else drives me to work, I do start to notice things. Oh, look at that.
Yesterday, we took the nieces to to Sausalito, to the bridge and the headlands, you know, and it was, yes.
The nieces, when you say nieces, these two don't live together. They're coming
they
from
don't.
Different homes,
It's my
homes,
brother's
right?
daughter and my sister's daughter. So one came from St. Louis, one came from Florida.
Similar age, though.
They're 16 and 17.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Go on.
So we went to the headlands, and it was super socked in. Like, you could see the north half of the bridge, but then the other half was just completely obscured. And you couldn't see the city at all, except for the top of the city. Like, you... In a way, it was really cool, because I'm like, well, at least you can see a building. You could see, like, the very top of the pyramid, the very tippy top. Tiny little... And then the thing is just sticking up through the clouds. It was actually very dramatic looking, mm-hmm. and they were just amazed by how beautiful it was. And so it was, there it is. I said, oh, well, it's there. I have to accept it. It's totally changed the skyline. And it's funny because we walked around Sausalito. There's all little gift shops and souvenir shops, and the girls wanted to do that. And just cute little places to duck into and look around. And they have so much San Francisco stuff. And none of it has that tower on there.
Oh,
you know,
right.
It's all like the city skyline on a T-shirt or the... You've all seen those... They're like cartoonish looking drawings of the whole Bay Area with like different like points of interest
sure,
on
absolutely.
Them.
Sure, absolutely.
And there's the pyramid and there's no Salesforce. Like, they're going to have to update all
well,
of
maybe
the-
they will... begrudge the new tower and not put it in there. Like,
maybe.
Well, that's not.
That's not
original
part of the skyline.
San Francisco skyline. That's.
But it is interesting what you say about, you know, what's going on at Salesforce. Like, that actually does make me feel better about that building.
It's rad.
Like, how nice that a company that actually is. I mean, every week there's a volunteer day.
There's a full on. Well, I don't know what the schedule of the volunteer days is, but I know that she's got that as part of her deal.
Right.
And I know the whole making cards for the kids at the hospital was just part of the day.
Right.
And
here,
I thought,
everybody take your supplies.
That's pretty radical.
It's nice.
You know.
Makes me feel a little better
nothing
about
nothing wrong with pouring a ton of love on some sick kid.
Right. Right. Did Benioff have a sick kid or something?
I don't know.
Like, why is he so involved in this?
Because he's got a ton of dough, probably.
Right, maybe. Let's do some good with it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, good
Ben
for him.
Is in his name, right?
Hmm?
Ben. You know, good. Oh. B-E-N.
Ben.
Anything Ben. Benefit. Beneficial.
Oh!
All right.
I didn't
Benny
catch
Hoff.
That.
Do you want to know how much he's worth?
I thought, Hooman's friend Ben? Ben. How's that
I don't
got
even know
anything
if they're friends
to do
anymore.
With this? Yeah, I think the guy's had a falling out.
What is Mark Benioff?
You want to guess or no?
I will guess.
$4 billion.
I say $3.2 billion.
That's right. $4.4 billion.
Oh, $4.4 billion.
Does he have any kids?
I don't know. Let me look.
Take your time.
Oh, hey, speaking of
married.
Did we win the Mega Millions?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
Oh,
did we check the Mega Millions?
I don't know.
I have my tickets right here.
I didn't bring mine. I get they're in the car.
I like to put them in the machine.
Yeah.
Going through all them. Leave them out, and I'll take them to the gas station today.
We'll check. Everybody buy tickets, side tickets. John was like, I'm buying some side tickets. Do it, go ahead.
I don't want to share if I win.
I don't want to share.
Well, my husband buys one. He just buys the one.
Oh, one extra number, $1?
$1.
Oh.
Just one.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
But he does talk about giving you guys some.
Well, yeah. I mean, if one of us won $300 million on our separate side tickets, I would totally, you'd each get $1 million because I would be
last night.
See you later.
We were tripping, so the house in San Jose is finally getting ready to, and Jesus, it's been such, I can't even, thank God, let me just get this ready.
Shame.
Thank God for Peter Cook at Lighthouse Real. That dude has done everything to keep us from getting arrested, killing somebody.
Going crazy.
I mean, from going insane. I mean, having someone you trust who knows the thing and can handle it and also says, back off and stay out of this. It's for your best.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was like, but it's about to go up and we're just, and I've been thinking, man, it would be so nice to have money to just go get the house. You know, the one. The one where you go, I'm done. You've got it, right? You're done. You'll never buy another house.
Well,
right,
I might buy another house, but that's my house. Like, this is, I mean, yes. Especially once that yard is ever done.
And I guess are those the nieces you said?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to put a stop to the work, right?
No.
What?
No.
They're continuing to work even though the nieces are around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we do what we can. Like yesterday, we didn't motivate until late. But anyway. So you're excited that things going
just,
up.
And I just, if we won the lottery, it would be nice to just go and get the one.
Yeah. The one you go, hey, where else would I ever want to be?
Right.
I'll just stay here.
Yeah.
Hey, someone says that, let's see, Mark Benioff is a distant cousin of David Benioff of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I got caught up on Game of Thrones yesterday.
Oh.
So every time I saw his name, I kept thinking, I wonder if they're related. That's a familiar last name.
There's a bunch of pictures of them together. Oh. And also, he has two daughters.
Oh.
Benioff does.
Benioff has two daughters.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Let's have a look. I can't. They look like little girls.
Yeah, they're just, there's some people.
Yep.
I think we probably should start.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. We probably should. Hold on. I need to grab a song. You guys want to hear the new Niall Horan?
Yes.
Oh, really? Let's just go with that one. Okay. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
What?
We'll be right back. Here's Niall Horan.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.